Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel, here to speak more about Jeremiah 51. I pray that my words come across as truth and in love, and I pray that the Most High bless your ears and your mind and open in them in all his righteousness. I just want to praise his holy name by saying hallelujah. Okay, so we left off on Jeremiah 51, verse 56, where it talked about the Most High breaking the bows of the mighty men. And of course, he couldn't put guns and rifles and tanks and airplanes in that verse. So what's the modern day bow that people use for warfare? Well, it's just like I just said, guns, tanks, airplanes, missiles. And to get more clarity on that, if I didn't last week, let me look this word up again, or for the first time. Okay, so the word bow in that verse 56 says bow for hunting and battle, bowmen, archers, bow of might, rainbow. Oh, yes, I did. Okay, because I remember that. It seemed out of place. And that's funny in itself, too, right? Because I just thought about that. Rainbow, why is it there? Because when he mentioned the rainbow in the book of Genesis, it was meant to be a sign to tell that he would never destroy the earth by flood again. Well, it's a sign that he's going to destroy the earth in a different manner this time. He's not going to use water. If my memory serves me correctly, it's going to be with fire. Right? Water is a purifying agent, and so is fire. Okay? And we can see that that's starting already. Look at all the wildfires across this whole planet. California, Australia, the Amazon jungle. And I want to say even some in Europe. And also Africa. There's been wildfires in Africa. And he hasn't even unleashed the tornadoes or the volcanoes. You know, is that the Pacific? That's the Pacific Rim, right? Where they have a ring of fire, this a ring of volcanoes that they say is due to erupt. Okay, with all the things that's going on in the world today, it certainly looks like we're in the last days. Not to mention, we just passed the 400-year mark of our captivity here in this country. So we should see an escalation of things happening. And we saw a tribute to that with the attack on the Iranian general. Okay, so, and that is spoken of in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 8, verse 5 talks about America. Okay, that's one thing I do want to study on and talk about in the future, if we make it that far. Even though we're almost done here, we'll see. Okay, so Jeremiah 51, verse 57, let's continue with that. Hallelujah. I guess it sounds like I have to go to 56, so let's do that. Start at 56. Because the spoiler has come unto her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for the Most High power of recompenses shall surely quit. And I will make drunk her princesses, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Most High of Hosts. Okay, We see in that verse 56, it says requite, and that means to pay back. What country on this planet deserves, that's done so much evil, even unto the Almighty's creatures, to deserve to be paid back for a sin, or sins, plural, right? The biggest sin was mistreating the holy people, the Most High's people. Okay? And once again, once all the mighty men are taken, who's left? We talking about, like I said, I didn't say this last time, but the police. They looked at as mighty men walking around the streets, who's highly militarized right now. Right? People call the police on black people. They know to support the police because they have an understanding of the mistreatment. They know that the police is their line of defense. That's their first line of defense. Because when things hit the fan, they're going to be calling them. They're going to expect for them to protect them. The Most High is going to say it. He's going to take care of them. Okay? So when they're out the way, the Most High said, we're going to spoil them. Okay? The things that they count on and have so much faith in, their weapons, is going to be null and void. Most people know that black people can outfight white people in hand-to-hand combat. And that's not even with training. Can you imagine what we'd be like with training? We'd be deadly. Okay, so verse 57, and I will make drunk her princesses and her wise men, her captains and her rulers, and her mighty men. What does drunk mean? Everybody's just going to get drunk, start drinking enormous amounts of alcohol and just become incapacitated? Let's see. The word drunk here in Hebrew, the shin, the kaf, and the resh. The shin means to consume and destroy. The kaf means to cover. And the resh deals with the mind. Okay, so drunken, drunk, filled with drink abundantly, or merry. To be or become drunk or drunken, be intoxicated, to drink to the full, to drink to hilarity. It is very often to make someone drunk. Okay, let's see what else this says here. Since they rush by a kind of madness upon their own destruction. Sounds like it, right? Maybe he's going to spray a chemical or something in the air to make them drunk, to make them unable to fight. People think that's silly, right? But we're talking about the Most High here. And it's like I discovered, when the Most High says he's going to do something, he don't tell you how. He just does it. Okay? So we don't know exactly how, but he said he's going to make them drunk. They're probably doing it to themselves right now and don't even know it. And it's just going to build up and build up. Okay, so let's look at this word in the ancient, because this is interesting, right? And let me remind you, with the Babylonians, one thing that he did was, I want to say he did make them all fall asleep. Then they woke up and made a sound, Most High made a sound like, there was an army outside the camp, and they all panicked and ran off. So we don't know. It could be something as simple as that. They drop their guns and run away and leave them for us. All right, so let's see. This is H7937. So let's see where that's at in the ancient dictionary. 7937. 2839. Let's see. 28. All right. Drunk, liquor, drunkenness, drunk, to be filled with intoxicating drink. Drunk, filled abundantly, an intoxicating drink. Now, the Most High, what was I about to say? I lost that thought that quick. Sleek of me. Remember to come back to me. Okay, let's look at it in the Etymological Dictionary of Biblical Hebrew. Get drunk, express unreal thoughts. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Okay, so when the World Trade Towers got hit on 9/11, they said the amount of antidepressant pills rose significantly. People were going to the doctors and saying, I'm so depressed now, I need these pills. Opioids went up. And sleeping pills. So what's going to happen when they see their beloved country still falling apart? Falling apart. When there's no mistaking that the Most High is angry with them. And they still have some of their infrastructure intact where they can go to the doctor and say, I need some pills. I can't sleep. If the Most High mad at us, gonna kill us all, might as well go out in our sleep. Right? That could be a way. Alright, so what does it say here? Get drunk, express unreal thoughts. And that's what they're doing, because we talked about the voice. Their great voice. Their boisterous claims about America being the greatest country on the earth. Nobody can stop America. You know, we have the mightiest military on earth. We're the richest country on the planet. There's no country like America, the home of the free and the brave, and all this kind of stuff, right? Which is actually always the opposite, because America has the highest prison population on the planet. How could this be the freest country on the planet when you have the most people imprisoned? In prison. I think I just made that word up. But, right, I mean, like I said, we don't know exactly how the Most High is going to do it, but he said he's going to do it. He's going to put them all to sleep. Okay, what else does it say? And, you know, like I said, the Shin deals with destroying and consuming. The Kaf deals with covering. Covering could deal with sleep, right? Because the cough, if it deals with covering, it could deal with your eyes. It could mean your eyelids falling, so you can't see, right? What happens when somebody smokes a lot of weed, right? Why do their eyes droop? A lot of people look like they can't see, right? It covers their eyes, that's right. And the race deals with your mind. People gonna lose their mind. That's why it's talking about madness. Did we see something that said madness in this definition? Yes, we did. Okay, so a lot of people gonna lose their mind when this country falls. So I mean, get ready. Prophecy is a blessing for us, for those who understand it. Prophecy just simply means prepare. If you trust in the Most High, that's what it means. Prepare. Because you know what's coming. If all these Israelites out here claim to have this great relationship with the Most High. Why aren't we preparing? Are we preparing? I hope that we are. I could tell some of us are. But you have to prepare your mind and your body if you're going to make it. Even though I don't think the Most High will leave any of us. I think everyone's going to be able to get some sort of comfort being an Israelite. Okay? And power. Because he said even the weak will stand up and say, I am strong. Right? That can mean children, elderly, and just everybody else who's weak. So that's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to prepare myself mentally and physically for this great time. A time of freedom. Right? When we get to see the oppression end. You know, I've been studying a lot about sovereignty and stuff. And you see it in the laws. The UCC codes and the law that a lot of people don't know about. You know, there's two constitutions. The first one is basically dead, but you can hold them to it. Okay? If you correct your status. So, and believe it or not, it is Torah based. For people who say that it's not, I have to say they haven't read any, because it's plain as day. It's correcting your status is basically saying, I'm a man, I'm a free man, I'm not held by, I'm not state property anymore. It's basically what it's saying. You're saying, I'm an Israelite. Your law, if it's not in sync with the Creator's law, I don't have to follow it. You understand? It's as simple as that. Okay? So that'll be another teaching. Okay, so he says he's going to make them drunk. And even says here, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the Most High. Are you calling the Most High a liar by not agreeing with that verse? Yes. So, like we do, let's see if I'm right about this. Let's see what perpetual sleep means. Perpetual. Let's look at that word first. And that's interesting. Olam. That means that deals with forever, everlasting. But we also see the word that deals with nakedness in here. Okay. Nakedness basically deals with ignorance and not knowing. That came out of the first book. Not the first book, but the first book, Genesis, the third chapter. Okay, ever, everlasting, old, perpetual, evermore, never, time, ancient, world, always, always, long, more, never, long duration, antiquity, futurely, forever, everlasting. Evermore, perpetual, old, olam, right? What is hidden, specially hidden time, the beginning or end of which is either uncertain or else not defined. And that's where we at right now, right? We don't know. The end is a new beginning. the time is hidden. We don't know exactly when this is going to happen, but we have to be getting close, right? All right, so let's see. Perpetual sleep. Shiha, the sheen, the noon, and the left. And that shares a couple letters with the word Nakash. And that's in the same chapter, Genesis chapter 3. It's like I said before, and I might have not mentioned this in a while, but in the book of Genesis where it talks about the serpent, where the word serpent is the word Nakash. And that's spelled the noon, the sheen, and the het. So, it's like I ask people, why doesn't it say devil there? Why doesn't it say Lucifer? You know, why don't it say Satan? But it says Nakash. Have you ever heard the devil's name as Nakash? No. Why? I don't think it was the devil there. I believe it deals with something inside of man. That's what I've come to realize. That it really wasn't Satan there. Okay, but that's also another teaching. So let's go to the root word, and it's the yod, the sheen, and the noon. To sleep, to be sleep, to go to sleep. Be sleep. To remain a long time, be stored up, to be festering of leprosy, to cause to sleep, entice to sleep. Okay, that's the root word. And basically, it's the same thing as the main word, sleep. A perpetual sleep means he's going to put them to sleep and they ain't going to wake up. They're not going to wake up. And I will have to say that has to deal with mercy, right? Some of the people, the present day Babylonians, Americans, who really don't understand who we are and what has happened. These people are the people that's probably being brainwashed to actually believe this country is a good country. That's the Most High's mercy, by just putting you to sleep. Go to sleep. You know, I ain't going to try to explain it to you. Because you're so brainwashed, it don't make no sense. Just go to sleep. Right? And I would have to say that's, of course that's righteousness. Because everything he does is righteousness. Praise his holy name, right? And I pray. And, you know, I have white friends that just don't know. And when the Most High comes to return this country's recompense on their head, I hope he has them in mind just to put them to sleep. Don't let them die a crazy death. Don't let them get shot in the head or find some crazy Israelites or people that's just bent on revenge. Because there's people who don't claim to be Israelites that's angry as hell. You know, like a parent, like take for instance somebody, a cop busting somebody's house. And we have stories like this where a cop just come in and shoot and wind up shooting a little baby in a crib, throwing flashbang grenades in somebody's house and kills half the family. Do you understand? Those people who still alive have to deal with that pain. That's all they're seeing is red. They must have blood. You understand? That's universal law and principles. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You kill my family, I'm killing your family. You understand? So, these people will not be stopped when the walls come down. When the Most High take out the mighty men. Okay, so I pray for that for my white friends, that they just be put to sleep and don't have to deal with that. Even though they have so much pride for this country, and they're gonna feel like they have an obligation to defend their country. I hope the Most High just put them to sleep and don't have to deal with that. Okay, so the Most High is righteous, and I pray for them as I do most people. Okay, so I'm not a racist, I'm not full of hate. That's why I came out with the teaching on love. We all should love each other. So we could, that's the only way we're gonna live in peace. If all these racist people are dead, or they have a change of heart. But we know, probably most of them not. Like people in the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, all the judges just sitting behind the bench. Everybody who's came up with this, I can't say all, but the majority, if you're sitting in that seat, what I learned about what the court systems really represent and the straw man thing, you are a part of the oppression that has been keeping people slaves, everybody. White, black, purple, yellow, green, and yellow. Okay? So they're not going to wake up. Some of these people. They're going to die. Even though we have seen some of the coolest people that's of the Caucasian race that's still got that hint of racism in them. Right? They just don't understand, just go to sleep. Okay, so let's see, verse 58. Let's see where we at. Far as time, let's see, how deep is 58? 58 is, we might as well make this a pretty long one, so let's continue. Verse 58. Thus said the Hallelujah. Thus said the Most High of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. Okay, so the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken. You understand that? There is no big walls in Babylon, America. Unless he's talking about the mountain fortresses that they have. He could be talking about that too. But they're going to be utterly broken. Any kind of defense is going to be broken. How could you think you can build a fortress in a mountain and not and it could be the Most High proof. That's crazy, ain't it? Like, he can't get us here. And there's verses that talk about that, right? Let's see. One comes to mind. We're talking about them being in holes, and this will be forced up like worms. When he start to crush the earth, they got all these missile silos. They turn it into end of days bunkers. They coming out of those. Doesn't that sound glorious? All this technology that they have confidence in, it's going to be broken. Right? And it's amazing to me, the more I learn about this book by looking at the Hebrew. We see let's look at the word broken. Arar, the I-N narration, Arash. And that's linked to Genesis chapter 3 too, because that deals with your ego. You understand? We can always see that link with the third chapter of Genesis. Because their ego caused them to build such things. Their ego is going to be broken, shattered into pieces. To strip, make bare, strip oneself, to strip, strip oneself. And like I said before, in the other word, olam, it had the I-N and narration. And then here we have another word to share two letters with that word. And it says to strip, to deal with nakedness. You got to be one ignorant person, right? To think that you can build a defense against the Most High. Some of these people believe in the Most High, some of them don't. But even against nature, if you wanted to claim nature, how could you think you could build something to stand up to nature? You built a hole in the ground and build a fortress in the mountain. Like, if an earthquake struck, nothing happened to you. You're already underground. You didn't bury it yourself. Right? So we don't have to even worry about digging a hole for you. You done built your own hole. And that's the way the Most High work. Whatever you think you can do, he going to turn it against you. That's a sense of humor, isn't it? It's just laughing. Like, look at them fools digging their own grave. I'm going to bury them. That's why you gotta love the Most High. I mean, you know, you hate to see that happen to people, but after being here 400 years, I have to say that a lot of them deserve it. To make oneself naked, to be naked. There it is. Make thyself naked. Make thyself ignorant. How could you make yourself ignorant? Simple. By ignoring the word of the Most High. By turning your back on his word. Ignorance, the root of the word ignorance, means ignore. How could you just throw away all this universal principles in this book that he gave us? There's only one outcome, right? Ignorance. Okay, so utterly broken in her high gate shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain. Yep. And the folk in the fire, and they shall be worried. Okay, maybe we'll talk about that more next time, but that looks very true. You think about when tornadoes and stuff come through and destroy certain cities. Have we seen those cities be rebuilt? How long does it take? Right? They will build in vain. It's not coming back up. Okay. Well, until next time, I love you very much, and so does Most High. May he bless thee and keep thee. May he make his face shine upon thee and give thee peace.